The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
I don't have to tell you, shelter on the South Coast is a challenging find for anyone but gazillionaires. That's prompted some very creative solutions. So many so, HGTV and DIY have padded out their programming schedule to shows about all kinds of alternate lifestyles, in shipping containers, modular homes, laneways, tiny houses, and floaties. I love our Vancouver laneway home. It's bought us financial freedom, that lightness of being that comes with scaling back, and a chance to help design a space which is custom-built and tailored for us, like a well-fitted suit. Read all about it at Patricia Fraser's blog, ladywholivesdownthelane.com. But these solutions still don't address that sticky problem of how to pay for the property or the mortgage. For the desperately impoverished, the only answer is to homestead, live off the grid, build a treehouse, a cabin, or a floating home out of scraps, as one commune of Salt Spring Islanders decided to try. The result of their unorthodox building concept is called Dumpshine, a floating home made out of junk found in Salt Spring Island's dump. Says Nick, proud builder and spokesman for its ragtag crew, the biggest thing for me is that float houses don't have building codes, so out there you can build whatever you think up. You can't do that on land. The shanty looks like it was dropped into the Gulf waters from a Louisiana bayou, with a tin roof wraparound porch with rocking chairs and a mishmash of materials. Nick explained the design as pretty psychedelic, adding it may or may not have been designed on shrooms. Isn't that the way any self-respecting Salt Spring Island structure would be built? Home base for hippies for as long as anyone can remember? But there's where the annoying property price steps in with its gentrification, ruining everything for Nick and his crew, who can glance up from their watery last stand and see mansions perched on the hillside whose residents see Dumpshine as nothing more than an eyesore. Our intrepid floaties have already received the eviction notice nailed to their front door, but Nick's not worried. He says there's no date on it, so he's pretty sure it's just a scare tactic, as if trying to keep a roof over your head isn't scary enough. I'm Cal Cote, and this is your home for the best in contemporary global music. Like Matu, a Colombian duo remixed by an Ecuadoriano featuring the voice of Teresa Reyes. Feel the fiebre, the fever. It's the Nicola Cruz remix from World Beat Canada. We'll be right back.
علي المال هذا علي علي المال من
and erasing borders as Baraka Moon from San Francisco, incorporating didgeridoo and Sufi singing and ragas from their album Wind Horse. And the electronic side of global music before that with Mitu and Fiebre. We've got another Fiebre coming up, along with a great interview from Out of Nations talking about mixing things up with essences of Arabic and Latin, all from a group based in Berlin, where we'll be speaking to them from. Stick around. This is a cross-continent collaboration between a Moroccan lyricist, Amin Maznour, and Barry Muir, a Vancouver artist. It's an early taste of Halloween called Haunted Paradise from Worldbeat Canada.
Just because I'm breathing don't mean I'm alive. I held your heart in my hand, but it poured out like a spring tide. I'm wide awake, numbing the pain. In this tiki bar drinking zombie cocktails in the rain. The shadows of your heart won't let me go. Shadows of your heart won't let me go. in this haunted paradise. Reflections of a shattered me at the water's edge. A row of palm tree silhouettes against a sky of red. I stroll along the Malecon while old lovers hold hands, the young ones get it on. The shadows of your heart won't let me go. The shadows of your heart won't let me go. In this haunted paradise. I fool myself into thinking I'll be fine. I thought I'd kick my demons, but they kick back a little harder every time. I'm bound by these chains that rattle his guitar when I hum your name. Shadows of your heart won't let me go. Of your heart won't let me go. In this haunted paradise. Won't let me go. In this haunted paradise.
The beat in your own backyard.
Beat, check out the vibe
of World Beat Live.
October 20th, the Pride of Vancouver, the Paperboys celebrate a quarter century together, 25 years, featuring not only the band, but an all-star alumni cast. People who have joined them in the past, like Steve Mitchell, Marie Rankin, Shona LaMotte, Moritz Baim, and many, many more. That's at the Imperial in Vancouver on October 20th. More details at paperboys.com. Also October 20th, this time at the Vogue Theater, it is the Boom Booms. Doors are at 8 for this all-ages show with special guests. Tickets at the usual outlets. Fiesta Africana happens on the next night, October 21st, featuring dance floor classics from Africa and its diaspora with DJ Mark Fournier and special guests on percussion, Toto, Euro, and Taja. You should check this out because it could be one of the last times the Backstage Lounge on Granville Island will be closing down as a live music venue at the end of the year. So that's Saturday, October 21st. Tickets are just $10. October 26th at the Queen Elizabeth Theatre, Jesse Cook launches his new album, Beyond Borders. This is the most sonically diverse and distinctive disc in Cook's vast and varied catalog. You've been hearing some great tracks right here on World Beat Canada. This catalog has earned him 11 Juno nominations and one Juno win in the Best Instrumental Album category for 2000's Free Fall. We'll be talking with Jesse very soon on this very program. This is World Beat Canada, and our signal gets its start in East Vancouver at 98.3 Roundhouse Radio. That's CIRH Radio, roundhouseradio.com. A super fast track from Ventanas is coming your way straight ahead. I'm Cal Coat.
Bye. sa piperki baba gali dve tekerki dve domi mi slatki babi na vrno ljubo dve domi mi slatki babi no motonče baba ja te piperka dve dom sviri na šupelka dve domi mi slatki babi na vrno ljubo dve domi mi slatki babi no motonče
the music!
No way!
Only to let you know who's making the great sounds you're listening to. The best music is on a roll at World Beat Canada Radio.
Radio.
De Cuba y el mundo. Chano Pozo, Malanga, Pancho Quinto, Celeste Mendoza, Tataguine, Tito Puente y a la guarachera de Cuba, Celia Cruz. Prepárense los zumberos que llega un negro al solar. Ay, que cuando siente los cueros, sus pies no pueden parar. Prepárense bailadores que yo vine aquí a cantar. Con sentimiento, con ganas, pa' que mi negro pueda bailar. Ese negro tiene
tremenda sandunga.
Ay, cómo se mueve
tremenda sandunga.
Con su cinturita
tremenda sandunga. Se mueve pa' aquí, se mueve pa' allá.
Ese negro tiene
tremenda sandunga.
Niño, pero que tú tienes
tremenda
la cintura
sandunga.
Oye,
tremenda sandunga.
Se mueve,
se mueve pa' aquí, se mueve pa' allá.
Llegó la guitarra rumbera.
Vista Social Club, Eliadas Ochoa and his sister Maria. That was Rumberito Baila. Ventanas were also in there with something crazy fast called Dedo Mili Na Pazar. Here is Blick Bassi. He's a Cameroonian singer. He sings in the Bassa language, and he has a brand new album out called Echo, which is receiving critical review. It's Wap de Wap from World Beat Canada to you.
Thank you.
ki ba so te ba bengere sol a be a yengi balal be on ba teniye
of cello and trombone, Blik Bassi and Wop De Wop. It's that time. It's your touch of the familiar. And it's kind of a one-hit wonder for a German band called Trio, who got their start in 1979. And they're most noted for the song, which I think they're only noted for, which is called simply Da Da Da. Uwe Schmidt, a fellow countryman from Germany, has adopted the alias of Signor Coconut. Here he is with his version of the Trio classic, Da Da Da, from World Beat Canada.
Was ist los mit dir, mein Schatz? Geht es immer nur bergab? Geht nur das, was du verstehst? This is what you got to know. Loved you though it didn't show.
Ich lieb dich nicht, du liebst mich nicht. Ich lieb dich nicht, du liebst mich nicht. Ich lieb dich nicht, du liebst mich nicht. Ich lieb dich nicht, du liebst mich nicht.
Da, da, da.
Ich lieb mich nicht, du liebst mich nicht. Ich lieb dich nicht, du liebst dich nicht.
Da, da, da. Da, da, da. Da, da, da. Da, da, da.
Cha-cha-cha. It must be World Beat Canada. Next, we keep it German with a trip to Berlin and a chat with Out of Nations, who have a new album forthcoming, and we have a great debut just for you. I'm so glad you discovered us. My name is Cal Coat. Star Trek envisioned a brave new future with a crew made up out of many nations and planets, working in harmony in a singular uniform. Enter Out of Nations, a Berlin-based collective blending musical influences that span the globe from Latin America to the Middle East. Their sound melds the organic and the electronic, the sonic and the visual, boldly going where few have gone before. Letty and Khalil from Out of Nations join us from Berlin. How are things in Germany today, folks?
Very nice.
A bit crazy the weather these days. It seems like Hurricane Irma came over here. It was very windy and then raining and all kinds of stuff. Like 10 days in one day.
Exactly. But finally we got the sun today.
Oh, very nice.
You know Berlin, not?
No, I've never been, and I hope to knock that one off of my wish list. How did you guys find each other?
We met in Beirut. I was at that time living in Berlin, and sometimes I jumped to Beirut for some work. Letty was working also in Beirut. Mm. And then we met. I was mixing this kind of pop orchestra that she was playing there in this orchestra. And then after that, yeah, we just talk about her melody and start the ideas to flow.
I moved to Cairo a bit after that, and I was working with some other musicians there and getting a lot of different influences. And I approached Khalil saying that I would really love to do an album of all this music that was coming from different influences, from living in Lebanon, from living in Cairo, from coming from New York. And so he agreed, and then we started to find the rest of the band. Some people we knew from before, and some of the members we met, just as part of this project.
It all sounds very organic, but a musical collective as diverse as yours could descend into chaos without to borrow from Star Trek again, prime directive. What is the band's mandate or modus operandi?
Oh, it's a very nice question. I think passion, I would say.
Yeah.
Passion and the thirsty of others' culture.
Mm-hmm.
Because each person of the band comes from a different nationality.
Yeah.
And different... later we discovered this. So first we met on the music.
Yeah.
In the beginning. When we approached some member of the band, oh, this is the music, this is how we are thinking to meld these two or many of these two cultures. When somebody approach you with fresh or new idea or fresh idea that you are not used to, it drives curiosity.
Yes.
And this is, yeah...
Yeah, everyone's so open-minded. I mean, we knew we wanted to work with people who were really open-minded and wanted to try new stuff and weren't bound to, like, playing in one genre.
Yeah.
You know, we have our drummer. He's an amazing jazz drummer, but he's also, loves metal bands and does classical compositions. So you can imagine the kind of people that we wanted to be on board.
I like that curiosity. That strikes me as being an important part of this kind of a process. The recording process involved the same kind of globe-spanning implications as the music itself. You had sessions in Brooklyn, in Berlin, in Beirut, in Cairo. Can you tell us briefly what happened there? How did that take place?
Yeah. It's also really organic. I mean, it's funny, like this whole Out of Nations is an important concept, but it really has to do with the idea that you can actually be Out of Nations in an organic way in this like time and age. I mean, they're all people we knew, they're all studios that we had known from before and all places that we had worked at one time or another.
Yeah, and also it has to do with the idea of the music. So when you want to a section of violin that do the feeling of ethnic Arabic, I would say, feeding, it would be very hard to execute this in Berlin.
Yeah.
But it would be much easier to try to find this section in Cairo and grab the original feeling of this area to melt it the drummer where he like metal and compose for classic. This somehow, like to be how much natural and real to the music, how much we can.
And I imagine with modern recording, electronic recording techniques, you pick up your files and you can take them wherever, right?
True. This is a huge advantage. And it's like somehow all studio all over the world become unified with this Pro Tools thing that you mentioned as well.
It's World Beat Canada, and we're speaking with Lehi and Khalil from Out of Nations, six travelers with one destination. Connect with the band under their contacts tab at their homepage. You can leave your email address and join the journey, outofnations.com. Who designed your futuristic chic matching outfits?
I'll be honest. We have to give credit. We worked with an amazing stylist from Italy.
Mm-hmm. Living in Berlin.
Living in Berlin. But we found her through a mutual connection, and she got really excited about the music and the idea, and she was able to push it into this new direction that really represents, you know, what we think is music for future.
Yeah, exactly. When bands do jazz or world music, what they wear on stage is usually kind of, you expect this. Expect what you will see if you go to a jazz concert. And the whole idea is to, when we approach Fabiana with the idea to make this, even if it's a bit jazzy, cultural, I would say between brackets, or fusion of culture, at the same time that we look to the future, because I believe in, like music should not be this form of wearing to this kind of music, this kind of costume to this kind of music. Like, it become kind of connected to each other. Jazz, they wear classic, and like if you go to watch a concert of classic, they are all in suits.
Yeah.
So this idea we liked. I was so keen to break it somehow in our project.
I can't wait to see you on stage. I think it's great. We have to wait until 2018 for the full album, but we have an exclusive debut of the second single out by Out of Nations to share on this program. It's called Fiebre, or Fever, featuring Juan Espina from New York City's Maku Sound System, a band that Letty's performed with. Can you set this one up for us on the way out?
The dedication to everything that we love about Latin music. It's about these emotional string lines. It's about these beautiful lyrics that Juan wrote for the song. It's about this groove between Latin instruments and this kind of modern sound. And we really just wanted to transport listeners into a different universe.
Thank you.
ríos corren por mis venas. Bien fuerte es el amor, cuando nos toca nos libera y no hay sed, no.
Thank you.
Hustle and the bustle of the city, A Cidade. That is one of my favorite, I'd have to say my favorite Brazilian DJ, DJ Dolores, along with Eugene Hutz from Gogo Bordello, who have a brand new album called Seekers and Finders. We've been enjoying getting to know that disc as well. My thanks to Out of Nations for joining me all the way from Berlin to talk about their forthcoming release. You know, it isn't due out until 2018. And here we are playing tracks already. That's because World Beat Canada, I gotta say, is just slightly ahead of the curve. If you want to hear what the future sounds like today, then keep listening. We'll take care of you. My name is Cal Cote.
Thank you.
Delilah from scenic Dunster in the heart of the Robson Valley. From their album Unfinished Humans, that is Small Soldier, we also heard that distinctive voice of Horace Andy and Smiling Face from his album Living in the Flood. You know, I can't get this picture out of my mind of the damage and destruction in Puerto Rico. They have no power, so things like hospital equipment, dialysis machines, they don't have proper sewage, so that's backing up, spreading disease. It's a real nightmare, and our hearts go out to the people in Puerto Rico. Thank goodness we have this wonderful music to put a smile on our faces. From an album called Pathology, this is Trails and Ways. They met in Berkeley, California, lived in Galicia, and their music certainly reflects that. We're going to hear Mountain Tune. We are produced and recorded through the facilities of Calcopyrite Communications. Our sister broadcast podcast is Celt in a Twist with Patricia Fraser. Start at the homepage, that's worldbeatcanada.com. If you feel adventurous, go to our blog, that's calcopyrite.com. There you'll find players and playlists and links to all of the artists that we feature here. There's a lot of talent out there and some I'm sure you'd like to get to know. Our last word goes to the bard himself, Bill Shakespeare, who said, "How far that little candle throws its beams, so shines a good deed in a naughty world."
You deserve.